everybody. Welcome to this week's version of Q&R. We are somewhere a little different this week. We have lots of new folks today. So I have Pastor Wayne, Pastor Laura, we got her back, and then also Jeremy is with us again today. Oh, goodness gracious. Anyway, we are in Nashville at Q Conference, where we are learning about all things culture in 2018 and how that intersects with our faith. This morning, so far, we just finished up a global engagement summit where we are learning about all things globally, or what did you say?
Worldwide.
I didn't want to say that out. Worldwide, where we've heard lots of interesting things, and they're already like, Megan, back up. You got to slow down, because I'm so excited about everything that we've learned. It speaks to my heart. But the questions-wise today, Pastor Lou is in the comments, so if you're watching, make sure that you hop on there and let him know. If you send in questions, we had some this week, we are actually going to respond to those next week on our Q&R. So you can continue to send them in. If you have questions about what you hear today, make sure that you comment those, or you can email us at questions@broadwayunited.org, and we will get back with you next week. But today is going to be short, and so what I'm going to, my one question I'm going to ask each of these folks is, what is the one thing that you all have taken away so far? What was your favorite thing from the global engagement talk that we heard?
One of the things that stood out to me, we learned a little bit about the global crisis as it comes to orphans. And what we learned was that there's about 80 million orphans worldwide that are living in orphanage-type situations at the moment. But the very interesting thing is that 80% of those kids actually have living parents, as best they can estimate that. And so there's actually this this movement and this effort that's kind of taking place now, where organizations are starting to try to come around these families that are living in poverty to give them job skills and the assistance that they need to rise up out of poverty and be able to be reunited as a family. And so I found that very inspiring and exciting, and would love personally to learn more about how I can be a part of that.
Boys?
Well, yeah, I think what I took away this morning was presented by a guy by the name Chris C., who is the pastor at a church in Houston called Ecclesia. And as you may know, Houston suffered multiple hurricanes, but Hurricane Harvey was one of the worst hurricanes that's they've ever suffered from, or anyone has ever suffered from, probably in the last 100 years. And he said that through their work and working with people and working with groups and organizations and individuals, that that the church really is exempt from the law of diminishing returns. And so that's quite a mouthful, but if you want to know more about that, hit me up.
I forget who said it, but somebody talked about you invoke the moral imperative by exciting the artist and the imagination. And I think one of the things that is interesting to me is we also have some opportunity to invite people into experiences that awaken this sense of connection with the world and a sense that we can make a difference in the world. We struggle, I think, with those two things, feeling connected to people who are not next door or who we don't see every day, and also this feeling that we're really not going to make a difference. And so I think if we can help invite people into and create experiences where they feel something and don't just hear something, that it will excite this vision of what faith can do and hope can do. And I think that we see people doing that in these conferences, people who are inviting their churches and their people into experiences and opportunities. And so, you know, it's more of that not just talking but doing idea. And so there's some things we can do to help people in kind of awkward ways do that. So that's pretty cool, I think.
I thought it was all cool. Anything else that any of you all want to share this morning before we, or this afternoon?
I think folks should probably be warned that when we come back, it will be dangerous.
Especially us. Especially me and Wayne.
A few wild ideas. Cooking already, so
that's right.
We'll see.
Well, we're up to.
Right.
Yes, but so really, I mean, that's all we have today. I said last week it's going to look a little weird, a little wonky, because we're down here, and Pastor Adam and Jason Brown They are already here. They were at a city leader summit this morning. So
they're at the barbecue place is where they are.
Now, with the table for us. But they were at the city leader summit this morning. That's what they say. Yes. And then we also have Martha Christian and Ellen who are joining us this week. So we're super excited about this opportunity to come down and to learn more so that we could come back energized and ready to share. And so I think Pastor Laura is going to close us out this week about a little bit about that.
At Broadway, you might have been hearing about our Wednesdays at Broadway series that's coming up. You know, this conference is all about how faith and culture can collide, and sometimes when that happens, there can be tough conversations that come about. And sometimes even we within the church can have disagreements as we look at these different issues. And so we will, as a church, want to be able to be a place where we can have conversation about that, where we can actually enter into dialogue and talk to one another in very loving and respectful ways. And so over 5 weeks, starting next Wednesday night, we are going to come together and not just learn about how to do that, but actually engage in those kinds of dialogues with one another. We really think that this is an opportunity for us as the people of God to be a light in our world, to look different from everyone else by being able to just love and honor and respect one another in the way that we even disagree. So we hope that you'll come and be a part of that.
And if you want to, sorry, Laura. Sign up. So, Pastor Adam sent us all emails yesterday. I think it went to the majority of the church where there's the link in it where you can go ahead and sign up because we will have food and we will have child care, but we really need to know if you're going to eat or bring your children so we have enough.
But not eat your children.
That's right. So I think on the website you can check that out where you can go and you can sign up as well if for some reason you didn't get an email. But please, you can use your communication sheet on Sunday morning, pull that out, write down that you want to come, which campus you're going to be at. We do have it at Melrose and at Greenwoods, and if you want to plan on eating, just to help us out so that we have enough food and enough space and enough childcare workers for the night. So, we hope you all have a fantastic week. We'll see you right back here next Wednesday at noon for a normal session of Q&R. Bye.